Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And of course, you'll be able to listen to the game right here on 92.3 The Fan with a 1 o'clock kickoff at First Energy Stadium. So we'll see how the Browns can rebound, and let's find out how they're going to do that. We bring in from ESPN, who covers the Browns on a national level, he is Jake Trotter, and he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hey, Jake, how are you?
What's going on, guys?
We're just trying to turn the page, man. We want to get to Seattle. We want this game to get here on Sunday so we can forget about Monday night.
You guys are not rewatching the 49er game film?
No, you know, I was breaking it down, and I was just like, you know what, I'm done. I got about one play in, saw that they gave up the run, and I'm like, I'm done. That's my all 22.
There are certain games you don't even review. Just throw in the trash and move on. I think that would fit into that category.
All right, but have they been able to do that in Berea? That's the bigger question.
Yeah, I mean, that is the question. It seems that way to me. And I think, you know, Todd Monken brought up a really good point earlier today. And it's so different from college football. You play like you did in San Francisco in college football if you're, say, like in Ohio State, and your season's basically over. At least the goals that you had before the year are over. And the NFL is so different, and it just takes a game almost to flip the narrative. I mean, it seems like it was a month ago, but, you know, we were talking about 2 days ago about the Browns figuring everything out, and that was a great win at Baltimore, the biggest win they've had in years, and they got the inside track to the division. So, I mean, as bad as it was on Monday, if they can come back and play like they did against Baltimore on Sunday against Seattle and win the game, then, you know, we'll be talking about all that's in front of this team still. So I think that they have time to figure things out. That being said, there's a lot of alarming things going on right now that, you know, I don't think are going to necessarily be easily fixed.
Jake, you've gone back with Baker Mayfield. You watched him in college, covered him in college. You're watching him now, and I think we're all trying to figure it out. I don't think it's any coincidence that when he's played well, the team's played well, or that when the team has played well, he's played well. I don't know what comes first in that equation. Do you, and what have you noticed?
Well, first of all, Baker is not playing well. I think that was the worst game he has played in his entire football career, high school, college, pro, and the stats certainly back that up. It was the second lowest QBR in the NFL this season. It was the worst by a Browns quarterback since Johnny Manziel delivered a whopping 0.9 scale of 0 to 100. I don't even know who they were playing that year, but that's pretty bad. So it wasn't good. But let's be honest. He's not getting a lot of help, too. The offensive line had no answer for Nick Bosa in that game. Couldn't block him. The Antonio Callaway play at the goal line was just an absolute catastrophe for the team. And really, I think the game was over at that point. It's 14-10. Instead, it's 21-3. And at that point, all your game plans go out the window. You're just hoping for, you know, a miracle comeback at that point. But, you know, Baker has not been as accurate as he has shown throughout his career. You think about the Odell drop. Wasn't a perfect pass. Even the Callaway, interception there, you know, was a little bit behind. I mean, I know you don't want to, you know, completely lead a guy into coverage there. But even Baker said, you know, wasn't a perfect pass, and he's got to be – you know, more accurate, and at times he's trusting his pocket, at times he's bailing out. He went back to doing that on Monday for whatever reason. So it just hasn't been good. He's not getting a lot of help. It seems like they're trying to figure out some things on the coaching end of all of this in terms of what to do. They can't get the ball to Odell Beckham. He only has four catches the last two games. That's the lowest two-game span of his career. So there's just a lot of problems in – a lot of concerns is the way Freddie Kitchens put it, and it's hard to figure out, you know, what they can do. I mean, the first thing that they can do, guys, is they need to stop shooting themselves in the foot every game with, you know, just dumb penalties, lining up wrong, nonsensical turnovers. I mean, all of that stuff is absolutely killing this team. They're just not good enough to overcome it. And we've seen two games now where they've had just a laughable amount of mistakes, and it's resulted in them getting beat by 28 plus points both times.
Jake Trotter joining us from ESPN. You have a really good story on ESPN right now, you know, talking about maybe concern for Baker. And you talked about, you know, Freddie talking about that too. At what point does the concern go away? What does he need to do to get back to Baker Mayfield? Or what needs to happen around? Because we've all heard Freddie say, I've got to do a better job to help out my players and that. What's got to happen for him to get back to normal?
You know, one thing that I think has hurt Baker, and he hasn't told me this, but just this is my theory, is he has wanted to make such a good first impression with Odell that it's kind of taken him out of his game a little bit. In other words, Baker leads the NFL right now in passes attempted into double coverage, and he's leading it by twice the rate of the next guy, Kyler Murray. So he's forcing the ball to double coverage. Why is he doing that all of a sudden? Well, who's he throwing the ball to most of the time in those situations? OBJ. And defenses are basically taking Odell out of the game with their schemes. Not every play, but a good majority of them, and it's getting frustrating for Mayfield and the Browns because they're not able to get him the ball. What they've got to be able to do, and I asked Mayfield about this yesterday and he agreed, they have got to make defenses pay when they're doubling Odell Beckham, like they did against Baltimore. You know, Ricky Seals-Jones, monster game. Jarvis Landry, monster game. Nick Chubb in the running game, you know, was unstoppable. That's what they've got to do, and then defenses are going to adjust, and guess who's going to be open again? Odell Beckham. But because they keep shooting themselves in the foot and getting behind the sticks and getting behind on the scoreboard, you know, they have not been able to kind of impose their will with the other guys. And so defenses are like, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing because we're up 14-0 because you guys, you know, can't line up right or you know, continue to get a false start or can't protect your quarterback. So I think it's a lot of different factors. But to me, it kind of started with Baker forcing the ball to Odell, which has led to all these other things.
Is that one of the reasons they've just not been able to get the ball to him? That they're trying to force it more maybe than create ways to get the ball to him, Jake? Because, you know, I've gone back to this numerous times, and I believe it was the Rams game. Rams corners were lining up 15 yards off of Odell. I mean, it was nothing but, boy, get that snap, gun it out to him, and let him make, you know, let him try and make something happen. But that wasn't, there was no adjustment made to the defensive player. Why do you think that's all been the case, that they just haven't been able to get the ball to him?
Well, I mean, you know, Barry Switzer used to always say this. It's about the players, not the plays. And I think that after that Rams game, they realized whatever it is, even if we're lining them up in the backfield, even if we're letting them throw the ball or run the option, whatever, coordinating them on punt return, we've got to get the ball in Odell's hands. Okay? And I think there were opportunities there in that Rams game where, for whatever reason, they didn't take advantage of it. I don't know why. I've seen the same thing you guys have, where there have been opportunities where it looks like, you know, that there's, at least in the short passing game, they can get him the ball, and it just has not worked out that way. So I think since one of the big adjustments they've made since the Rams game is, you know, trying to be creative with getting Odell involved in different ways. But at the same time, you know, he's going to be doubled up most of the time, and it's just been difficult for them to get him the ball in those situations. Certainly there's a scheme correction that's out there for them to exploit whatever the coverage is that they're seeing. But I really believe, like, if Jarvis Landry's not going to take advantage of that, if Nick Chubb in the running game, they can't take advantage of that, this Browns offense is going to have a lot of problems, because that's where the matchup advantages are right now, more times than not. And they're not able to take advantage of it for whatever reason. And I think a big part of it, again, is just the calamity of mistakes that they have inflicted upon themselves in a lot of these games, especially the Tennessee and San Francisco ones.
Jake, five games in, I'm sure you hear it as much as we do, people starting to question Freddie Kitchens and just saying, well, he's a first-year coach. Maybe this isn't the perfect marriage. What are your thoughts? I think it's too early to be saying that stuff, but we hear it. We hear it all the time, and I'm just always like, I just think it's too early. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's too early to bail on Baker. It's too early to make that determination on Freddie, but just like with Baker and the way he's playing, you know, it's fair to have concerns. I mean, this is my first time covering an NFL beat, right?
Right.
Like, I'm learning things on the fly here. You know, it's no different than what anybody else does for the first time. And then you compound that by the fact that he's the play caller, too, and you just kind of see little things that are hurting them as well, whether it's, you know, the end of a first half, there's 10 seconds left on the play clock, and they punt the ball instead of letting it go down to two. It's, you know, you go back to that Rams game inside the five. They're the only team this year to run empty shotgun inside the five, and they did it four times in a row in that Rams game. And Freddie said afterwards, we should have handed the ball to Nick Chubb. Well, if you've got a guy focused on play calling, is that different there? You know, the fourth and nine draw obviously did not work out very well. So you just see a lot of kind of bizarre, strange things that makes you wonder if Freddie has got so much on his plate right now that it's making it difficult for him to manage. But, you know, just like anything else, and he's admitted to this, like he's learning. And the hope, if you're a Browns fan, is that he's going to learn in time for this season to kind of flip. Because here's the other thing, and nobody's talking about this right now because it's just easy to overreact in the NFL from week to week, but they've got the easiest schedule in the NFL after the New England game left. Got a lot of wins on the table, and they're playing in the worst division probably in the NFL right now. So, like, they could get into the playoffs with an 8-8 record. And, you know, maybe 9-7 is all it'll take. They get Baltimore at home. They win that game, they'll have the tiebreaker. So there's a lot of season left for Freddie and for Mayfield and for the others to right the ship here. But, again, like there's no doubt a lot of it is concerning. And I think that they all would admit in this building that, you know, this is not what they want, what they expected and hoped for.
Jake, if they make the playoffs, I want you to take full credit for it. Just say, you know what, I never covered this team, and I've only covered them while they're in the playoffs. If they make, I want you to take full credit for it, just so you know.
I will take full credit for it. Don't worry about that.
Jake, of course, we'll read your stuff at ESPN. We always appreciate your time, and thank you so much.
Okay, guys, take care.
All right, Jake, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Jake.
And, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.